Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Well, in honor of National Coming Out Day, we are also diving into right now what it's like to come out later in life.
Yeah, because, I mean, honestly, I feel like I don't really know that many people that have came out later than life. And the stories that you do hear are ones where there's a level of, like, I wish I was able to do it sooner. And there's a, you know, kind of a level of some kind of regret sometimes. And I would love to kind of dive into that in some ways. If this is everyone's story.
Yeah. I mean, I have a friend that I've worked with that he got married, he had kids.
Yeah.
And then he came out, and then he has a son who's also gay. And then they go out together and party together.
Okay, now that's a little weird.
Anyway, well, I couldn't think of a better guest to join us for this topic. Melissa Rainey, who actually wrote this really powerful story on CNN.com that a lot of people are talking about.
I mean, it's everywhere.
Yeah.
She's incredible.
She's a freelance writer. She lives in Atlanta with her two children, and she's an editor too. She has a podcast. It's called Lesbian Chronicles, and it focuses on helping people come out later in life. Melissa, welcome to the show.
Thank you guys so much. What a wonderful intro.
Oh, thanks. Okay, so Melissa, like, I love how vulnerable you were in this story, because obviously it's fitting for a day like this, but I want to know, for you, when you decided to finally kind of come out and own it to your parents, and after having children, was it ever a moment in your brain where you were just like, do I have to do this now? Can I just go with life without everyone knowing, especially as long as that you're comfortable?
You know, I think that's, like, everyone's thought when they're coming out is, like, can I hide this?
Yeah.
But it was impossible. I'm very close with my family, and I'm just very candid in general. I didn't want to live my life, like, hiding. I wanted to be able to invite my future partner to holidays and, you know, talk about them to my parents. So I knew I had to come out. On top of that, my journey was just so hard, and I felt so alone that during that process, I was like, once I get through this, I've got to talk about this.
Well, yeah. Can you give us, I guess, people a little peek at some of that journey? Because you were married, you did have kids, you were living that, you know, quote unquote, traditional, perfect life. Like, you know, I'm sure, well, I don't know if there's a white picket fence, but, you know.
I mean,
there might as well have been. There was one around my pool. So, yeah, I basically had, like, everything that you could want, you know, but I was unsettled. And it really wasn't until I was like 36 years old that it kind of hit me. I'm like, I could be gay. Like, I had honestly never even, like, considered it prior to that.
Really? I'm 36. Really? So I'm just like, I'm hearing you. I'm like, okay, so what was it that made that turn happen?
Did you
happen?
See a beautiful woman? Yeah. You were just like, yes, please.
You know who it was? It was a Kate McKinnon did it for me.
Well, really?
She's pretty awesome.
Yeah. Wow, that's hot.
So I was like watching SNL. It was like right after the 2016 election, and I saw her do the cold open where she was performing as Hillary Clinton but singing Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And I was just like, holy shit, this girl. Can I cuss? Sorry.
Nope.
It's all good.
It's okay. We dropped it. It's fine.
My bad. Okay. and I was like, man, this woman is amazing, you know? And so I Googled her and saw that she was gay. And I was like, no way. Like, she's way too beautiful. Like, that's not possible. And that's really what started my train of thought there, you know, and opened that door to where I started to allow myself to consider it.
Yeah.
And now it was a process over about 2 years for me to finally, you know, come to terms with it and realize that it was something that was strong enough that I needed to end my marriage and live this life.
I wanted to know what your parents had to say when you finally came out to them.
So a lot of my coming out was through text because, you know, it was 2018 at the time. So,
do what you got to do. Take advantage of technology.
You know, tech.
I mean, what better way? And, you know, I waited for a long time because my sister was the one that actually told them and talked to them first.
Really?
And I was waiting that day to hear back, you know, and I really I didn't expect to hear anything, really. But towards the end of the day, I got a text from my mom And she said, I loved you before you were born. Why would I stop now?
Oh, so
and
nice.
I know. And then my dad texted me and he said, your daddy is with you.
Oh, amazing.
And now I'm from Atlanta, born and raised. My parents are Georgia born and bred, conservative. So to have them respond in that way was pretty shocking. And I just think incredible. Like they have been so accepting. And actually the other day, my dad asked me, he was like, so tell me more about your friend, or is she more than a friend? And I was like, telling my dad about my girlfriend. And I'm just like, oh my gosh.
See, I relate to that because I'm also from the South, and I told my coming out story earlier in the show. Mm-hmm. And so there is something to be said when you're from the South, there is that kind of automatic, like, oh, I don't know if I'm going to be accepted.
Right. There's that absolute deep fear that you're going to be rejected. And I totally had that. I thought my relationship was going to change with them, but it's been even better than ever.
So nice.
It's been awesome.
And I got to ask you, and I'm sure people that might be like either looking to come out later in their life and they're on the fence, or maybe like also just your story is just so incredible. We love hearing this story here. What was it like telling your partner and then your kids? Like, how do you go about doing that?
So along the way with my ex-husband, I was very open with him about how I was feeling and that I was questioning my sexuality. Mm. So he was kind of, it wasn't like I had to have that one and done coming out to him. It was like, I'm having these feelings. I don't know what they mean. I'd like to explore them more. So we had an open dialogue about it along the way. Mm-hmm. And then coming out to my kids, they're pretty young. They just turned 5 and 7.
Oh.
So they were young at the time, but luckily I had already taught them about there were different dynamics to relationships, you know, and that a man could be with a man, a woman could be with a woman, and it was just how it is.
Yeah.
So, following the divorce, I told them, I was like, you know, if mom gets married again, it's going to be to a woman. And they were just like, does that mean we get 2 moms? And I was like, hell yeah. So they were totally good with it.
A lot of presents.
I know. So I guess let's talk about Lesbian Chronicles, because this podcast sounds, one, fire. I'm already subscribed. It sounds like, you know, obviously you turned your own story and you created this platform to help others.
Right. So the biggest thing that helped me through my coming out was that I joined a group for women coming out later in life here in Atlanta. And through that, I met my friend Allie, and she and I had a very similar story, very similar timeline. And we were like, we need to talk about this. Like, let's do a podcast. And so we just started this up back in June, and we talk about our process and what it was like and how it was, you know, telling our husbands, telling our family, our friends, and just helping other people like navigate this path, because it feels so impossible. And we just really wanted to help others in the same spot.
Oh, that's so nice. What have, I guess, you learned throughout this whole journey that now looking back, you can share with everyone?
What I learned is that it's all going to be okay. Like, you can be on your bathroom floor crying and just, you know, feeling like you just want to die because it seems so difficult to, like, achieve and get over this hurdle. But it's going to be fine. You know, you might lose people along the way, but those people don't really matter anyway.
That's what I was wondering.
You have your LGBT family too, you know?
Yeah.
So that's the good thing, is that you do have this massive support group behind you, because a lot of people aren't as lucky as I am with a supportive ex-husband, supportive parents. And for me, you know, I just back those people. And that's the thing. It's like, there's going to be people to help you and you'll be just fine.
Yeah. Because I know you said that you found a group to kind of find your own, like, you know, tribe and community. But I guess, how did you part ways with other friends that you had, you know, in your previous life where, you know, you were a wife and you had the husband and everything everyone wanted? And did your friends also come along with that, or did you have to find completely new friends?
You know, my friends have been really amazing. My close friends are still right there along the way with me. I have one that's coming to a pride brunch with me here in Atlanta on Sunday.
Yes.
Another one's going to meet me later that day. And so they're very accepting. I've been really lucky in that. And I really haven't noticed a difference in my friend dynamic.
Well, just,
so that's the thing. It's like, in this day and age, people are so much more accepting.
Yeah.
And they value the fact that you're trusting them to share your truth.
Mm, so beautiful. But we are wrapping up. Like, just as we wrap up, what can people who have friends that are coming out later in life, how can they be of support? Do you have any tips?
Just to tell them that they're there for them and that they understand that it's hard. I think that's the biggest thing, is to be like, that. I know this is hard. I can't. you know, it's, and thank you for sharing it with me. Thank you for allowing me to be part of this process and letting them know too, that you're going to be there for them. And like my friends are doing this weekend, coming out for the Pride celebration in Atlanta.
Yeah.
You know, that means the world to me for them to be able to come out and support me.
All right. Well, Melissa, thank you so much. Melissa Rainey, again, check out all of her work. What's your Instagram or Twitter? So people
my
can
Instagram
check
is Melissa Wright.
Okay.
And I think my Instagram's Melissa Rainey. And Melissa is spelled with one S. Rainey is spelled R-A-N-E-Y.
And again, of course, Lesbian Chronicles, the podcast.
Yeah.
Go listen.
Lesbian Chronicles, we're on Instagram for Lesbian Chronicles. So find us. And we're on all major podcast outlets. Super easy to find us on Apple, Stitcher, Spotify.
Well, if you're in L.A., we would love to have you in studio.
And thank you for sharing your story and doing all the stuff that you're doing. Have a great weekend.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Enjoy.
Guys too.